I don't know what my issue is with communicating with humans that I am overtly pursuing a, how do you say this? Como se dice? Relationship, for lack of better term. I mean, that's what it is, right? When you meet and you mingle and you have one-on-one time in public places and then sometimes maybe in private places. But I'll tell you what, ain't nobody coming up in my shit. Like, that is not light work to me to have your presence in my home to let you know my motherfucking address. Okay? It's just the principle of the thing. It's not even necessarily about feeling like a specific person doesn't deserve to be in my home or I don't feel safe around. It's the motherfucking principle. Okay? Especially with men, because they be psychopaths. Historically, y'all be psychopaths. But honestly, you gotta watch out for the bitches. You just gotta watch out for the humans. The humans, there's a mental health crisis running rampant across the millennial generation. That's what I'll speak on because that's what I've touched the most base with. When I think about the most psychotic men that I've met in my life, they're all from the millennial generation. So that's my experience. It's my personal experience. That's my opinion. Okay. And I can't just be risking giving out my address like that. That's not public information, bitch. Unless you paying to do a white pages check. Okay. Or a reverse phone number call. I gave out my number and I immediately regretted it. Recently, I got on a dating app. Obviously, I regret it. Obviously. Obviously. Don't try to scold me about it, okay? Because I obviously regret it. Obviously. This is past tense. It's happened. Let's move on. So, I gave my number to someone on there because I actually had spoken with them before and I didn't remember them being extremely, like, alarmingly weird, but this time they were really weird. And I'm like, oh, this must have been why I stopped talking to them. Because they seemed intelligent, but there was something just a little bit off. And I thought I was being overjudgmental, but no, there's something off. If you are asking me if I agree with your love languages, if you feel like I'm compatible with you on day two of us communicating, obey. Obey. Take that to therapy. Metacognate, self-reflect, because that is not normal. I don't give a fuck. And you may think I'm being harsh or whatever, but that's not normal. And if you're asking, well, how do you get to know someone? Organically. By hanging around them. By being yourself in front of them and letting them decide if they want to be around you based on that. Ever heard of that? It's called authenticity. Instead of trying to mirror everything somebody says and does. Oh my God, you like Mexican food? Oh my God, I love that too. Oh, I love all of those things too. No, I totally get that. Oh wait, you don't like that? Well, I actually don't. I'm not like that at all. Yeah, so that's probably perfect. Like, stop. You're a goddamn freak. And it is just what it is. If someone were to say, listen, this is the wages, either the bedding wages, either you can be alone for the rest of your life, or you can date this guy, and he might be the one. Or even date this person. I'm not even sure if I really want to gender this. I mean, most people know that I do identify as a misandrist. But at the end of the day, humans are just fucking annoying. It's really not even a gender thing at this point. As I said, the mental health crisis is not, it's not sexist, okay? It's affecting everyone equally, okay? It's not gender identity a list, okay? It's affecting everybody. Everybody's fucked up. Motherfuckers need to metacognate and reflect and develop. But anyway, the wages was between me having the opportunity to meet the guy who might be the one or whatever, might be somebody that I could just spend a lot of time with and build with and still be friends with if something were to happen. That's the real shit right there. I feel like if you really fuck with somebody and you really, really love them romantically, but really, really love them as a person, if something were to happen where y'all just didn't work out, because things happen, life happens, events can change people's perspectives and change who they want in their life, and it's not a personal thing. If you could still be friends with somebody that you spent so many years with because you shared so much love, that's real. You know what I mean? Damn, why was I talking about that, child? But anyway, if I had that opportunity, there we go. If I had that opportunity to be with a guy and that was the outcome, there was like an 80% chance that that was going to happen, or a 90% chance that was going to happen. Or I could spend the rest of my life alone romantically and just be left alone and like 100% be left alone. Oh, baby, I'm 100% being left alone every time. I wish the fuck I would. I wish the fuck I would spend my time on something like that. A nigga might be the one. 90% chance, 10% chance he's not. And during that 10%, then what? Who's gonna answer to that? If he ends up doing something that gets on my fucking nerves, like some real ignorant shit, like obviously I'm thinking the most worst shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, embezzling money. I don't know. I don't trust these men, child. I don't trust these humans. Oh, I might have to kill somebody or something. I don't know. And then I'm in prison. All because I thought, oh, maybe I'll find love. Chokes on me, huh? Eggs on my face. Well, couldn't be me. I'm choosing to be left the fuck alone every fucking time, bitch. And I always set myself up to be in situations where I'm like, oh, I need to be stimulated. I need some attention. No, the fuck you don't, bitch. Go read a fucking book, bitch. Go read a book. Go write a script. Go draw a picture, bitch. The fuck? Go record a podcast, bitch. Watch a television show. Watch a movie. Go to the movies. Go to the library, bitch. Do some research or something. Like, vacuum. Clean the floorboards. Anything. And I mean anything. But try to date these motherfuckers out here. Anyway, that's that on that. Thank you so much for listening to Rants with Your Fave Demon. You can obviously follow me on Twitter at Your Fave Demon. That's YAFAVEDEMON. Did you catch that? I hope so, babe. And if not, that's okay, because I'm really trying to stay off social media right now. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Okay, signing out.